This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
All right, Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour. If you want to talk about property rights or debtor's prison, we can still discuss those issues. You're always welcome to bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a VR suicide. Johnson, you've got the story about that. But before we get into suicide, this is a pretty negative topic. Let's do something a little more positive here. As we've talked about debtor's prison, that's kind of a downer. Johnny Ray, you've got a game of the week. Let's talk about that, because it's going to tie into where we go next with the virtual reality.
Sure. I've got two little snippets, really. The first snippet, number one, is a mod for Morrowind. I've been playing a
classic role-playing first-person perspective game.
Took the words right out of my mouth. It's like a tabletop. It's like one of those classic computer RPGs like Baldur's Gate or something, but it's got a first-person veneer on it.
So when you swing the sword, you see the sword swing and, you know, that kind of thing. It's clashing with beasts.
Yeah, and but that's exactly sort of illustrates why this is sort of an in-between the action RPG stylings of Skyrim and Curse of the Azure Bonds from SSI back on the Tandy computer that I played it on.
What's that, like an old dungeon hacker kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
When you swing your sword in Morrowind, when you first start the game, you're level one and you can't do anything right, you'll just swing and swing and swing, and you can see your sword hitting your enemy, but the die roll is not coming out for you, so it's just swish, swish, swish,
not doing
swish,
a good
swish,
job.
Swish,
okay.
Hit, swish, swish, swish. And anyway,
there's numbers being dies being digital dies being rolled behind the scenes.
Yes, and
you can't see them.
Right, but it's more of that's more what the game is about, with having a veneer of that first person perspective on it.
But it's a great game. I played it back in the day, and I love that you sort of relive these old experiences. You go back to these classics, Johnny, because for newer listeners, you've regularly had Game of the Week here on Free Talk Live when you've been on with us here on Tuesday nights, and you know, good old games are great because you can load it up on your new computer. And you can play at the maximum level of, like, resolution and the maximum level of graphics capacity, right? Like, you know, if you get a brand new game today, not only are you paying a bunch of money, but then you usually have to have a top-of-the-line kind of graphics card to really get the most out of the graphics potential. But now you can just go back and, I don't know, what's a game like Morrowind cost now? $15? $20 maximum? And
yeah, like like $7.99 on sale.
Any off-the-shelf laptop can probably run it at its maximum efficiency.
Get it for like $5 on Humble Bundle or something like that.
Morrowind these days is often known as something that it's difficult to get good performance out of.
Really? Still?
Yeah, because the code was written before Windows XP, I think, and it's
really
not. And the game doesn't take advantage of a lot of the evolution in processing and computer design.
I presume that you would be able to handle it on a computer.
I'm surprised they didn't just port like some sort of a mod into it. Isn't it? It's the predecessor to Skyrim, right?
Yes.
I'm surprised they didn't just port it into the Skyrim engine or something like that.
Morrowind is the Elder Scrolls 3 and Skyrim is the Elder Scrolls 5 with Oblivion in between.
Mm-hmm.
But Ian, I do have graphical upgrades to the game, and it looks beautiful and it runs smoothly. I tried to add.
So are you able to crank it up to the maximum, like, quality or whatever? Maximum graphics?
No, not quite. Not quite. Now, I'm running it on a Microsoft Surface 3.
Okay.
But one of the mods.
So anyway, the mod.
The mod is called it's called Abbott's Silt Strider mod.
Free. All these mods are free, created by fans, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I got the mod. There's a website, Nexus Mods, that has mods for lots of Bethesda games, especially. But in Morrowind, there was a concept called Fast Travel, which is in all these Elder Scrolls games. Morrowind is a big world, and you are your player character is kind of slow. You walk around, especially when the game starts, and it can take you a long time to walk from one place to another.
Right. So once you get to a new place, you can then fast travel to that place and skip having to actually cross over an open continent, right?
In Skyrim and I think Oblivion, but not in Morrowind.
Not in Morrowind. What is the fast travel like in Morrowind? I don't remember.
There's a couple of different options. There's the most convenient way is with your own character's use of magic. There's a mark and recall spell where you can mark any one place on the map, and then wherever
transport
else you are,
there.
You can cast recall, and it will transport you there.
Cool.
But other more mundane ways are, for example, the Silt Strider. In many towns, not all, but many towns of Vardenfell, the island that Morrowind takes place on, you'll see this giant tick. It's about the size of a whale.
Huh.
An enormous tick. You don't remember, Ian. But,
no, I don't.
But if you see it, it would probably come back to you because you played Morrowind.
I've played it, but just because you play one of these games doesn't mean you see everything. They're so big. I mean, the game is so expansive. The world is so huge. You can play through it more than once and probably see a completely different game each time.
You could not play through without being familiar with the concept of the Silt Strider.
Okay.
Because in probably 50% of the cities you go into, there's an enormous whale-sized tick floating outside town, and you go and talk to the man, and he tells you that it's better to walk when you can ride.
I see.
I will give my impression of a Morrowind dark elf. He says, "Why walk when you can ride?"
That sounds pretty good.
Thank you. So, but what happens is if you engage the services of one of these Silt Striders, you would go and talk to him. You would walk up to the man and look him in the eyes and talk to him and go to the dialogue menu and say you wanted travel, and a list of cities would pop up. You would pick a city.
Yeah. One that you've been to before, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, not necessarily.
You could go somewhere you haven't been.
Yeah, any city that he offered service to,
gotcha.
You could go to. Your screen would go dark, and then it would light back up again, and you'd
be in the
new city.
Got it.
So,
gosh, what is
the mod? I've forgotten the name of the guy who made the mod.
Ask you for real ID? The whole analogy of a giant tick just strikes me as being very governmental.
Yeah, so sure Abbott, I think, A-B-O-T, he created a mod where you go and you talk to the man and you can pick an option called scenic travel.
Hmm.
And then the screen goes dark and then it opens up and you're standing on the Silt Strider.
On the tick.
The Silt Strider, the tick, yes. The Silt Strider is moving and you can look around and you can see the city. You can see Vardenfell go by
in the sky. That's cool.
It's a great opportunity to crack open a beer and just sit back and enjoy the game. It reminds me a bit of Miami.
And you said you wanted this originally. You thought when you first played the game, that you thought, boy, wouldn't it be nice to be able to see the traveling, and now someone's created that.
This strikes me as being very similar to both Grand Theft Auto, the most recent Grand Theft Auto 5. You can get in a cab and
great game.
And just watch as the cab moves throughout the city, or in the new Assassin's Creed's Syndicate, they travel around by train. And there's actually a spot where you can get on the train and lean out and just watch everything, you know, travel by as the train goes around.
Yeah,
the train doesn't really travel from point to point, though. It just constantly meanders around. So there's a different fast travel system where you have to go to, like, find high points and then teleport from place to place.
Is this your game of the week, Johnson? Assassin's Creed?
I'm just saying similar functionality.
So have either of you guys ever been to the Miami Zoo?
No, I lived in Florida for the bulk of my life and never went to Miami, never went south of Fort Myers.
Insane. Johnson, have you ever been to the Miami Zoo?
I have not.
No. Why do you ask? Do they have a giant tick?
They have a method of in experiencing the zoo where you get on a vehicle, probably some kind of train-like
monorail
sort of thing,
okay.
And you travel around.
Does it hang from a track like a monorail?
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I went on it.
Busch Gardens had Jeeps that you could go in for part of the...
Was it like a large group Jeep driven by some kind of guide or something like that?
No, they had like individual Jeeps at some point where you could go through like some...
You would be able to drive it yourself?
Like, no.
Okay.
Passenger.
Okay, right.
Like three people. I mean, it was like a normal
Jeep. You probably
had
to pay for the ride or something.
Yeah,
like that, right?
It was like a separate little area.
Because most people have to ride on the monorail thing that they have,
yeah,
if I recall correctly.
Yeah, and I think they also had like a little thing for like kids, like a steam train or something like that. Like
toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Johnny Ray, one way you have not played Morrowind is in virtual reality form.
Wait a minute. I got to give the punchline to the Miami Zoo a bit. It's like it's Cliff Racer week at the Miami Zoo. Cliff Racers are very annoying creatures that would attack you, but you just see them flying around, and they don't attack you when you're on the Silt Strider.
In the game. Gotcha. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, VR Suicide.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free. Join us. 855-450-FREE. We've
We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can also join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. But if you're online and you're not working to protect your privacy, well, then you can't expect to have any. You've got to take steps. And one of those steps is ProXPN. They're a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data from your computer or your mobile device. They've got OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. And ProXPN has apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. That's code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. We're in the middle of Game of the Week. Johnny Ray, yes, sir.
Before we moved on to VR, if such is what we were going
to
do.
We will be. We're going to the phones first, but go ahead.
I wanted to say that the Silt Strider does not look like a tick. It looks like a flea, a giant flea.
Well, that's a little
similar
better.
Looking.
It's a similar, but a little better.
Yeah,
they're both pretty ugly, though.
Yeah,
I feel like my dad actually, when I was a kid, we had ticks at one point with the dog that we owned, and he put one under a microscope. And my gosh, that is a horrifying, horrifying creature.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the creature of nightmares when you look at that thing real close. Let's go to Neil. He's in Golden Shores, Arizona. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Johnson.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Neil, go ahead. You're on the radio.
Which one of you, I know that. Which one of you was it said you never got south of Fort Myers?
I lived in Florida for 26 years of my life, and I was born and raised in Sarasota, which is on the West Coast. Never got south of Fort Myers.
What year did you leave there?
2006. Why does it matter?
Did you ever get out onto the island of Boquilla?
Never heard of it.
Boquilla Island. It was just west of Fort Myers.
No.
You've never been out of it.
No, why do you ask?
Because my dad owned a hotel out there. They called the Beach House of Boquilla. And I thought maybe that you had been there or heard of the place or whatever.
No, Florida's a big place. I mean, I appreciate that you were wanting to have some kind of a connection here, but you know, there's people that live in the same city in Florida who never get to meet one another because there's so many different people there. I mean, Florida's humongous. Unlike Keene, New Hampshire, where I live now, with a population of 22,000 people, you generally will see multiple, you know, the people that you know, you'll like just randomly see them around town. That hardly ever happens in a place like Fort Myers.
I don't want to know if you knew my stepdad. I just wondered if. Because Fort Myers was right next to.
Yeah, you're just wondering if I've been to a place that you've been. I mean, no, I haven't.
And
I'm sorry about that. Thanks, Neil, for your call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now, Neil, Neil seemed like a very nice man.
Yeah.
And, but still, I have to ask, do you have the ice clinking in the glass sound effect? Do you ever
you
do
think
that
it was a little drunk?
Yeah, without a doubt, a little drunk.
A little tipsy. Yeah, I didn't detect it.
Having drinks out there on Boquilla Island.
I do have the drinking sound effect.
I thought you were a little mean to him, but that's fine.
It's hard. I mean, look, I you can only put up with that for so long.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, oh yeah, let's reminisce about the way things were back in the day. Oh, I went to this one hotel on this one beach one time. Weren't you there previously?
I remember you did that to me once. I wanted to talk about some nails that had been discovered in Europe. Some nails that were used to, like, hammer together Roman centurion sandals or something had just been discovered in Germany, and you were not interested in the least. Because it was some kind of historical, archaeological thing.
Sometimes, you know, you got to control the concept.
And that's reminiscing about the old times.
You know, sometimes you got to control the concept that's on a radio show. Like, there are these people, there's this whole class of people that call in that the first thing out of their mouths every time that they call the radio show is, "Hey, how you doing?"
It's like, terrible.
I'm doing a radio show, you know, but there was a radio show that I used to listen to that the host just, I guess, had gotten so tired of that every time somebody would call in and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" He would respond, "Yeah." That's all he would say. And they would go on as though they hadn't even asked it.
Oh, yeah,
universally.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
They didn't really want to know.
Who was that? Was that Tom Likas?
Tom no, Likas.
Tom Likas used to say, do you care?
That's right. That's right. Tom Likas.
Do you care?
Right. Because they don't. It's
right,
just something
exactly.
someone says.
Right,
it's like
exactly.
It's like a filler. It's an opener. It's just something that people makes them feel more comfortable.
The host I'm talking about is Ron Bennington, who did the
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe Likas borrowed it from him or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
But you know, if you're going to call about a hotel in Florida, there should be a story that goes along with it, right? Like, tell us a story about being at the hotel where some crazy guy jumped off the balcony or someone got yeah. murdered or, you know, something happened, you had sex with a bartendress or whatever. If you're going to call about a hotel, there should be something
the
that goes
hounds
along
of
with
Boquilla
it.
Island.
Yeah. Ian, I have, even if it's not true. I mean, even if it was a made-up story, then that would have been more interesting.
Just silt Striders of Boquilla Island.
There you go. I have certain loyalties that require me to say that Tom Likas is also known as Comb-Over Boy.
That's right. By Phil Hendry, who is another talk radio host.
The superior talk radio
host.
He
is, and he does a fine Tom Likas impression.
Oh, boy, does he.
So we were talking about Game of the Week. Johnny Ray, I think we've gotten through yours, Morrowind. You're playing that one. You're playing it with a lot of mods that you're downloading. All right, how many mods do you have active in the game?
Well, I have one called the Morrowind Sound and Graphics Overhaul.
Mm-hmm. That upgrades the quality and all that.
Well, it's a little outdated. It is a giant collection of mods. That somebody put together a list of mods that he felt were lore friendly and very good looking.
But it does upgrade the quality of the game, right?
Yeah, but to answer your question, how many mods? I don't know. Lots.
Okay,
there are a bunch
can.
Of them bundled into this one thing.
It's like I play Left 4 Dead 2 still occasionally.
Zombie game?
Yep, zombie game. Zombie first-person shooter, and there's like so many mods. It's great that games are like this now.
It's incredible.
It's like, you know, you have a slew of like, you know, 20, 30 mods that are just totally upgrading.
And they're coming out within weeks of the game being released, too.
Right.
Like within,
yeah, that's crazy.
Within 2 weeks, somebody has already cranked out, a bunch of people have cranked out mods for these games.
I have time to do that.
Right? I mean, hey, I did when I was in high school.
I know, yeah, I did too.
And so thank you, high school kids and college kids.
That's right. You were making WADs, weren't you?
Doom yeah. maps. Yeah, back in the day.
I think all of us were making WADs back then.
That's right.
I never made a WAD.
I'm sure you did.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, I mean, this is something that Doom kind of created, actually. Doom, the classic first-person shooter from the mid-1990s, really was kind of the first big moddable game where the internet didn't really even exist back then. I mean, it kind of did, but most people weren't on it. And so you could actually connect to what were called BBSs, and you could download Doom maps for your, you know, for you to play that didn't come with the original game. And, man, it was interesting times. And now you've got companies that actually release their own modding tools. So it used to be that the modders had to make their own tools. They had to make their own program, so they weren't the company that released the game did not release any kind of official tool. Now they do that. So it's my understanding with like Bethesda's new Fallout game, they're going to release some sort of official tool. They haven't done it yet. But
I mean, for Half-Life and Valve, Gary's mod, you know, a tool to like test physics. It's a paid, you know, like for a while it was a paid for kind of thing.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Virtual reality is going to be, in a lot of ways, a game changer, and apparently suicide's already been involved. We'll talk about it.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax.
Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Johnson.
We've been talking about the game of the week. Johnny Ray's game of the week is Morrowind. You're still deep into Morrowind. What level is your character right now, Johnny Ray?
Level 19, I believe, or 20.
Did you restart, or have you just... Because I felt like you were like 17 or something the last time we talked about, which couldn't be the case. Like,
well, I mean, I'm not leveling up because I'm just riding the silt striders around.
Really?
Drinking beers. Just sitting back enjoying the scenery of our...
Seriously?
No, Morrowind is... I am taking it at a very leisurely pace.
Okay.
And that's what the game is about. You know, I believe I read there were 6 novels worth of writing in the game.
Oh, the reading. That's the thing. Yeah. I never do it. I don't... You actually read that stuff?
Yeah. I've got an app on my phone with all of the books from the Elder Scrolls games on it.
And is it pretty consistent? Like, you know, like they actually really kind of thought through the plots and, you know, the characters?
Yeah, in the largest way.
Wow.
It's good writing, and it's the lore is very... detailed, coherent, and organized. It's a little too busy, a little too intricate for me. I like the stuff that concerns Morrowind, and then it just kept going, and I don't know a whole lot about that stuff. But the writing is good, and there's lots of reading in this
game.
Yeah,
you can read books in the game.
I will only sit through that stuff if they've had somebody read it audio
you know, like an audio,
probably
like
a mod
text
for that
or something, and there's, you know, somebody's done the audiobook reading of it or whatever in the game.
That way you can keep playing while you're listening, that
I
kind
guess,
of thing.
Or, I mean, I would even be willing to sit there, but I don't, I don't read in my regular life unless it's a technical manual.
Yeah.
So I feel like when I'm reading something, I get into that, like, oh, I'm learning or, you know, trying to teach myself something.
I feel like I didn't want to play a game so I could read a book.
Exactly.
But I kind of feel bad at the same time because I'm like, oh, I know they put a lot of effort into this. I know this is kind of a big part of the game. And at least in Morrowind, in those games, there's a lot of reading that you can do. I know they put a lot of time and effort into the lore and the world and the characters of all that. And I'm just like, ah, screw it. I want to go slaughter some things.
You know what? The game did a really, really good job of reading and text. And actually, I have gone and got audiobooks based on the game was the Myst series.
Really?
Which were, of course, all about books. So it kind of makes sense that they would do it well. But, yeah, they had some things, and they had audio, but they had the text on the screen as well. And, you know, it was just very well done, I thought.
Did I hear they were redoing Myst, that it's coming back?
I don't know. It'd be interesting if they did. There is
the
storyline behind that game, if you read the backstory in the books, the books were incredible.
Hmm.
Like, really, really good. And so I hope that universe gets expanded upon at some point again.
So if you want to join the conversation here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'll give you my game of the week, and then, Johnson, we'll get into the issue surrounding gaming. Virtual reality suicide. We'll get into that here in a moment. Apparently someone saw someone commit suicide in virtual reality and was disturbed by it, and that's what you want to share with us. But I have started playing XCOM 2. And Johnny Ray, I know this is something that you've been pretty excited about as an XCOM fan. For those that don't know, XCOM, this is another classic series of video games that goes back to the early 1990s, XCOM and the original XCOM 2. Now they've done another XCOM and another XCOM 2. So there are more than one XCOM 2 in the world, and I'm talking about the more recent one, not Terror from the Deep from the 90s. So this one is, in the first XCOM game, the classic plot of alien invasion. You are this sort of crack team of, you know, badasses who are going to oppose the alien invasion. You recruit soldiers and, you know, you take out the aliens, and that's basically the game. Part of it is also sort of building your base as well. So there's the action scenes of the sort of this turn-based squad level combat simulation, basically. There's those action scenes, and then there's this kind of the base building scenes and doing research. You can research new weapons and things like that.
You research the alien technology that you capture and reverse engineer it.
And you make better armor and weapons and things like that and other toys. And so that's the game, basically, is you repelling the alien invasion. Well, the difference between XCOM 1 and 2 is that time has passed. Turns out you actually ultimately failed originally, and the aliens took over the world. And so,
fantastic choice, because so many people failed at XCOM first playthrough.
And so in this game, you are, instead of, you know, starting with the advantage, basically, in the original game where you're being invaded, you still have the full world on your side and all that. In this game, you are the ragtag group of insurgents, basically, and your job is to disrupt the rule of the alien rulers on Earth. And so I'm only like four missions into the game, and I just set it on whatever the regular difficulty, the sort of the default difficulty setting was, and game is kicking my butt. I have to reload multiple times within one game just to not have my troops die, because if your troops die, you'll probably start getting really behind in the game, and then you'll likely lose even worse.
I've heard XCOM 2 is a sort of game that doesn't make a lot of things clear to the extent that it's a game where you've got to start it and restart it six times before you'll be able to complete it.
That sounds about right.
Because it's just confusing, especially the strategic layer.
If I wasn't restarting the levels six times each, then I would probably have to restart the full game, and I would rather not have to restart the full game and start from scratch. So I know that's sort of like the bad way to play these games. Johnny Ray, didn't you play XCOM once where it was like you were in hardcore mode?
Iron Man mode.
Where basically you can't load. You can't load, like, you can't save the game.
You don't. No. The game is constantly, say, every time you do, you you make a choice, the game saves. So there's no save scumming is what they call that, where you say where you're about to do something where the chances are, where it's a little chancy, you're not sure if it's going to work, so you save it, and if it doesn't work, you reload it. That's called save scumming. Yeah, you're scumming.
I'm totally scum on this.
but XCOM 2 apparently is so buggy and difficult and confusing that Iron Man, I think it's offered, it's not appropriate because it's just not going to work. You're going to die, and it's going to be the game's fault.
Well, you're more of a hardcore. I think you're more hardcore at this kind of thing than I am. You got to play the way it's fun for you, right? So, like, for me, it's fun to not have everyone die and get slaughtered, because then you've just, then basically you're just behind the ball. And already in this game, you're behind the ball from, you know, the get-go, because you're sort of the upsurge or the insurgents against this alien occupying force. And so all of the odds are kind of against you in general anyway. And especially as you're kind of learning the game. You didn't do the Iron Man the first time through, right?
I don't think that I did.
I think you played the game normal with loading, and then you went through the Iron Man.
Yeah, actually, I never won an Iron Man game.
How could you? I mean, you'd have to be the ultimate player to be able. I mean, I know there are these people who can like do these playthroughs of games where they compete to see who can go through a game in the shortest amount of time. Have you seen these on YouTube?
Speedruns.
That's what they're called. Yeah. Speedruns. And the level of skill that those players have is absolutely incredible.
You know, you can beat Morrowind in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
There's some sort of cheat or hack or something like that?
An exploit. The game is very exploitable.
Well, I think that speed run, there's a game called Mirror's Edge that was it's a parkour kind of game. And the way in which you can move through the game varies dramatically. Like, there'll be a stairwell, and it's like you can go up the stairs. Or you can bounce off the wall to the handrail, to the other wall, to the handrail, to the other wall, mm-hmm. and grab up to the top and swing over the, you know, like, and kick through the door. And you do it, like, the difference is, like, doing that move in, like, you know, 20 seconds versus 2. You know, like,
it's
like
faster to go and do the parkour.
Where you can do, like, crazy different moves to do it, you know, to get to move through the game.
Huh.
You know,
was that for a console system?
It's on consoles and PC.
Gotcha.
Mirror's Edge, did you say? I remember that.
And there's a new one coming out, and it was originally supposed to be out this month, I think, or last, and has been delayed until either April or May, unfortunately.
So one of the things that they've bragged about with this game, Johnny Ray, and I can't speak to it yet because I'm still just playing one game, and apparently they're like generating the levels in some way. I think they call it procedural generation, mm-hmm. whatever that means. But it basically means that every time you play a level, the layout will be somewhat different.
A random seed is generated, and they build a level off of that.
So that would mean that you could play through the game a second time and not actually play the same game, that you would never play the same level twice. So there's a lot of... One of the things people look for in video games is replayability. And so in theory, there should be a lot of it here. Plus, fans will be able to make levels for this and more game mods and things like that.
I heard the way they do armor is better in XCOM 2.
I'm not sure about that yet.
There's some new game that's like procedurally driven that's like where you're on an alien world. It's crazy.
855, 453. It sounds like XCOM. The aliens have taken over.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio here toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to save big time on Amazon? Maybe you want to go out and get a video game. Maybe all this gaming talk. Yeah. Maybe you want to go buy a game. Go to Amazon. Go to SaveItPurse.com, actually, and you can shop through Amazon with SaveItPurse.com. Spending your Bitcoin and saving 20, 30, 40%. Maybe you want to save 50%. You can. Now, there is a fee that Purse will take off of your 50%, but just, you know, keep that in mind. But you can save big time if you go to SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. I've done it more than 40 times in the last year. I will not just buy things on Amazon anymore. There's no point. Why would I not want to save 20% at least? And it's super easy to get 20 or 30% off. It's a little difficult, more difficult to get 40 or 50%. But recently, I've been choosing 50% just because why not? I'm not in a rush to get some of this stuff. Might as well put it up at 50%, see if anybody bites. And people have been doing it. So it's incredible. You can try it for yourself. But you do need to have Bitcoin before. Well, you don't have to have Bitcoin to go to SaveItPurse.com. You can go there and check the website out. But in order to make it work for you, you have to have Bitcoin. SaveATPurse. SaveItPurse.com as we continue here. So virtual reality is coming very, very soon. The release date for Oculus Rift, which is sort of the most probably well-known name in the upcoming, I guess, group of virtual reality, I don't know what you call them, goggles, perhaps. That's coming out in April, apparently, is the most recent release date. The price point is going to be $600 US. And you'll apparently also need a pretty ballsy computer to plug the Oculus Rift into.
Now, I guess I understand there's probably something. I saw something about a PlayStation VR. I haven't ever looked at any details on that.
There's a lot of this Samsung Galaxy VR, and there's all sorts of other
ones. Google's got something they're working on as well.
Cardboard. And,
well, Google Cardboard. Something else besides cardboard. Right. Google's got an
actual.
I believe
they're also invested in Magic Leap, which I think has something to do with the HoloLens technology by Microsoft.
So Google's working on something better than Google Cardboard is what I understand. Google Cardboard is sort of like poor man's virtual reality where you can stick your phone into this cardboard device thing.
And there's also big differences between augmented reality and virtual reality as well.
Right. Augmented reality is what? How would you describe that?
Overlay over reality.
Yeah, like imagine going into a laser tag warehouse with a bunch of gray boxes, and then you put on your augmented reality goggles, and it puts a texture on all of the the stuff in there, so now you're
and
on an alien
and puts bad guys
landscape.
In there, too. Yeah, you can do that, too. So, yeah, there's some cool stuff coming very, very soon.
I've been wanting to have augmented reality at work where I'm a janitor and I do a lot of dust mopping. If I could put, like, a sensor on each side, each end of my dust mop, and then have the augmented reality paint the floor for me so I would always know where I've been.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see things like that where apps will not just be for games, but they'll be for work and help people be more productive. But apparently somebody committed suicide in virtual reality. Johnson, what's the story? Where's this coming from?
This is coming from Engadget, and the subhead here is, when body language meets virtual reality, everything starts to feel more authentic.
Okay.
So the story continues. This wasn't how it was supposed to go. I was standing on a junkyard hovercraft, pointing my revolver at the young lady floating in the adjacent skiff. She was my enemy, but I couldn't pull the trigger. Her hand hovered between us, waving back and forth in the universal sign for stop. Her gun aimed away from me, its barrel touching her temple. Hmm. I lowered my weapon. She pulled the trigger anyway. In the world of Hover Junkers, a virtual reality game where scavengers wage war over scrap metal and resources, it's a game in development currently.
Okay.
I was a killer. That was my role, but nobody ever said anything about suicide. That was not okay, I yelled, perhaps a little too loudly, for the close-quarter demo rooms at Valve's Steam VR Developer Showcase. The incident left me a bit shaken. I was used to facing violent madness in online multiplayer shooters, not moral quandaries. I heard Alex Null, the lead designer at Stress Level Zero and the director of Hover Junkers, laugh from a nearby VR cubicle. The face behind the suicide avatar than the game itself was messing with me.
Hmm.
Suicide isn't so much a feature in Hover Junkers as it is an option enabled by the game's virtual reality motion controls. There isn't any real character animation in the game, Noel told me later. It's all driven by an inverse kinematics system, IK, that your body is controlling. You're driving a puppet. But there's still very clearly a human body controlling it, he said. It has a soul. That soul was palpable enough to get me to lower my gun and cry out in shock when I saw Noel's avatar shoot herself. In most games, an avatar is just an empty husk going through the motions of predefined animations. But in Hover Junkers...
Wait, I'm confused. Clarify something for me. Didn't he say there was no animation that of suicide? He said something about there's no...
There's animation. No animation... It's all driven by an inverse kinematics system that your body is controlling.
But you're still seeing animation in the game, right?
Yeah, you're still seeing a character move, but it's not animation. It's not like there's
not a
running
animation
or something like that.
I see.
It's like a Kinect kind of system.
I see.
Where it is viewing your body motion, so whatever you do with your hands and your head.
So the thing is animated. It's just being controlled by you more directly.
Yeah, you're controlling a puppet.
It's not like you're pressing a button and then it's going through an animation.
So your body motions are moving, you know, or controlling the character.
That's what I figured when you were talking about it originally, but when he said there was no animation, I'm like, what? That doesn't make sense. Okay, got it.
Right. So, I mean, it's really interesting when you start to combine these new systems that allow you to emote using your own body language and virtual reality, it starts to create a much more authentic experience. Mm. So it says, that soul, they're talking about that you are controlling this avatar, you know, and you are essentially the soul of the avatar.
Yeah.
The soul was palpable enough to get me to lower my gun, cry out in shock when I saw Gnaw's avatar shoot herself. In most games, an avatar is just an empty husk going through the motions of predefined animations, but in Hoverjunkers, they mimic a player's real movements. When Noel pointed a gun at his head and motioned for me, and see, this is also different. Mm-hmm. Alex Noel is a guy who is playing a female avatar. So he says his head, but it's her as well because he was playing a female avatar. But
I would love to see video of what this looks like being played.
There are screenshots here in the article, so I'll give you the link. So
yeah, I'm interested in seeing. I mean, screenshots are one thing, but I'd love to see what it actually looks like. You know, when somebody, because all I really have as far as my frame of reference for virtual reality is Tron. 1990s virtual reality,
right,
and today's virtual reality, which so far I've not experienced personally beyond Google Cardboard, which is,
I can say you can even take the virtual reality out of the context. Just this sort of inverse kinematic system is interesting in and of itself.
I'm just wondering how that works. I mean, obviously, like, so what I've seen so far, maybe you can describe what you're seeing in the pictures, but from what I've seen, I've watched the React videos where they bring out the Oculus Rift, mm-hmm. and they let the reactors play with it. And it's amazing to watch their reactions to it because it seems so amazing, like really, they're really into the experience. Like the horror games that they have them play are way more scary when they're in the Oculus Rift than when they're not. But all they're doing is they're sitting there with a controller.
To be honest, forget about VR. I'm actually much more interested in this whole inverse kinematics thing, which is essentially what you haven't had in games to date, and still really doesn't exist in games, is the ability to mimic even, let's not say all body language, let's just narrow it down to facial expressions. In World of Warcraft, whenever someone wants to make a facial expression or, you know, emote an emotion, they have to type a command into the system.
Right.
Now imagine that you have a cam that's pointed to your face that maps out your facial expression so that when you smile, your avatar in the game smiles.
Right.
There are people that meet online and have relationships from these things. I mean, there are people who have met in World of Warcraft and
got
married.
Yeah.
You know?
But now, with the kinetics thing, every expression you make will be shared rather than just the ones you want to share.
I assume you would be able to turn the system on and off, but pretty much. So, I mean, that's, to me, huge. And then this is adding this, you know, the ability to have body language as well and make these motions, and then adding functions to the game, like being able to shoot oneself in the head is something that would not ordinarily be in another game because you wouldn't be able to move your arm to point the gun at your head in another game.
Well, I find myself wondering, you know, what the technology is behind this kinetic stuff that you're talking about. Because
I'm assuming a Kinect or just a multi-camera system.
Okay.
Yeah. Something simple like that, probably.
Something to pick up your emotions. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, are they on a treadmill or something like that? Or
I don't know about that. Are they moving? I mean, I would guess that you could have some sort of a hybrid where, like, maybe the running animation is, like, something where you're pressing a controller to run.
Right.
But then your arms...
Because you're going to get tired at some point if you're running.
Then your arms or whatever. But I have seen tread floor... Where
it can go in different directions?
Yeah, it goes in different... It's like a square treadmill.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It's like a dream come true.
It's like a square treadmill that actually the treadmill itself slightly rotates.
Huh.
It can rotate like 45 degrees, so it can turn a little bit to give a little bit of additional movement. And then there's like a handrail system like all the way around it so you can grab onto it.
Let's talk more about... There's more to the story, of the suicide in virtual reality. Apparently disturbed the author of this article enough to where he was shocked by this.
Right.
Even though it's supposed to just be a game. $855, $450 free. So what else is going to change when virtual reality becomes a real sort of presence in our lives? It's free talk.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years.
Every February for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.